Our AccuWeather forecast says going to be cloudy and breezy today with a high near 65. Some really unusual weather on the southeastern Wisconsin Lake Michigan shoreline last evening. It brought out a lot of folks to come take a look and take some pictures and grab some video. The reports initially surfaced about waterspouts out on the big lake, a storm system moving in a westerly direction, not the normal eastward migration. Ahead of the wind and the rain that came, some interesting cloud formations and rainbows, a few of them.
We typically don't see the effect we had last night because when the clouds are moving from west to east, they move on by and that any effect doesn't last very long. But in this case, the western edge of the clouds was fairly stationary. And so as soon as the sun dropped, it was below the cloud levels essentially, but still above the horizon. And so it was lighting up the bottom of the clouds. And you get those tremendous effects where you can see every little filament of precipitation or cloudiness that extends below that cloud deck shining up in different oranges and yellows. And yet an hour before that, an hour after that, the same cloud deck just doesn't look the same.
The far end of Wisconsin Avenue in Racine, north of the water treatment plant and across from the DeCoven Center, that was lined with vehicles. Some folks getting out for a much clearer look at the lake and all that was happening with it. And then came the rain and the wind and the cold, and that ended that. You can blame the recent wet weather for delaying the scheduled reopening of State Street and Northwestern Avenue in Racine from tomorrow until about a week from now. But also, there's signage needed for the revamped traffic pattern with two roundabouts. City engineer John Rooney says crews need to put down pavement markings, and that requires a dry surface, and for which they lost a couple of days with all the rain. He notes the pavement markings, well, that's especially important with this project due to the addition of a bicycle lane and those roundabouts at Spring and West Streets and Albert and High Streets. And then there's the issue of the signs to help motorists navigate the roundabouts. They've been on back order and won't be arriving until next week. Caledonia's Police Department has become the fourth law enforcement agency in Racine County to have a canine unit. Now they just need a name for the dog. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The as-yet-unnamed dog will start training soon with the department's first canine handler, Officer Corey Radke. A survey is currently underway to give the Caledonia canine a name with the choices of Thor, Zeus, or Louie. A link to the online survey is posted on the Village of Caledonia Police Department Facebook page. The department is also thanking the citizens, businesses, department leaders, village employees, and other local police agencies for helping make the new canine unit possible. Currently, the Racine and Mount Pleasant Police Departments and the Racine County Sheriff's Office have canine units on duty. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
The trout fishing season on Wisconsin's inland streams and connected springs, it's been extended now to October the 15th from the normal September 30th closure date. Joanna Griffin is the DNR's trout coordinator who says the expanded fishing opportunities, the simplified rules, and new online trout tool help anglers to find places to fish, resulting from growing recognition of the importance of trout fishing to local communities all around the state. Hundreds of thousands of military veterans could lose their health insurance next year if the states in which they live do not expand Medicaid, and Wisconsin is among them. An Urban Institute study says more than 600,000 vets could fall into the so-called Medicaid gap, not poor enough to qualify for Medicaid, and they would make too much money for federal subsidies to buy health insurance from Affordable Care Act exchanges. The governors of 19 states, including Scott Walker, have thus far refused to expand Medicaid to take advantage of federal health insurance coverage. U.S. Bank is offering up a reward of up to $10,000 for information that will lead to the arrest of whoever committed the robbery of their branch office in Franksville September 17th. Bank officials hoping it'll aid in the arrest and conviction of that party. A man in a hat and dark glasses handed a note to a teller demanding money just before noon that Saturday, left the bank on foot, a canine unit search, but failed to turn up that suspect. What used to be the Radisson Harborwalk Hotel on Racine's lakefront, refurbished and rebranded as the DoubleTree Hotel by Hilton. And ahead of today's grand reopening, the City Plan Commission yesterday considered signage for it along Gaslight Drive by the parking ramp. During that meeting, which was permeated by City Hall renovation work that echoed in the cavernous council chambers, a representative for the company indicated both types of signs, one on the ground and one onto the parking ramp itself, they've been used at other Hilton-owned properties, and they'd like that in Racine.
In downtown Milwaukee, we just got the historic committee to approve some very large blade signs on a building that was built in 1857. So we're seeing, you know, a lot of receptiveness to the blade signs. But obviously, you know, when we have the opportunity to put a ground sign in that's at the, you know, the viewing height of the people driving the vehicles, and you know, they can see it, and it's a turning device as well as advertisement. We feel that works a lot better.
The Plan Commission did support only a ground sign, a little smaller in size than proposed, but also placed higher off the ground for a better visual, especially with the snow piled up at the base during the winter. A sign on the parking structure with a letter P in a circle that most people recognize for parking, that is also likely coming at some point. It's been about a month now since the new school year began in Racine Unified. It's been a great beginning, according to Superintendent Lolly Haas, noting to the Board of Education, among other things, new facilities, new programs, and new plans for even greater things in the future.
We have had a very successful launch of the Academies of Racine for our freshmen, and block scheduling is going very well. I'm hearing that more and more teachers and more students are seeing the advantages that block scheduling can bring. And as little glitches come up here and there, we're all pitching in and making sure we're addressing them. We have an exciting event, the second one we've done, coming up next Tuesday. It's our Career See Your Future Expo. We might recall we had one in the spring. That was our first ever. We're doing it again. This is intentionally for our freshman students to get acquainted with and learn about all the different career opportunities that exist in our community here in Racine.
Dr. Haas also mentioning the emphasis this term on transforming the middle schools, beginning with a survey in which the public can still participate through this Sunday. AccuWeather forecast again, going to be cloudy, breezy, high near 65. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.